Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in David Trinidad, T-R-I-N-I-D-A-D. David Trinidad is a 46-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-8-19. Period. He was changing 9-gauge wire from a roll of chain link fence. Period. His lower back was flexed and he was pulling the wire off with his left arm and moving it to the right. Period. While doing so, he felt low back pain and a popping sensation. Period. He went to West Jersey Emergency Room afterwards, believing he injured his back and legs. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including implantation of a spinal cord stimulator in May of 2020. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Trinidad was seen at the emergency room on 7-10-19, complained of low back pain radiating down his leg. Period. He worked for a fencing company. Period. He bent and felt acute onset of pain and fell to his knees and then rolled on the grass. Period. He did not have any bowel or bladder incontinence or saddle anesthesia. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays of the lumbar spine that were normal. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbar strain for which he was treated and released. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Young on 7-5-19. Period. He was taking cyclobenzaprine from the emergency room. Period. Dr. Young diagnosed low back pain at multiple sites as well as lumbar strain for which he ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. He was then seen in the same orthopedic practice by Dr. Hillebrand, H-I-L-I-B-R-A-N-D, on 2-22-21. Period. He noted on 5-26-20, Dr. Hillebrand had performed laminectomy at L3-5, discectomy L3-4, and bilateral L5 foraminotomies. Period. He had last been seen on 8-31-20 and had completed therapy. Period. On this occasion, he reported he had lingering pain that was exactly the same back and leg pain that he had prior to the surgery. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine were repeated, including flexion and extension. Period. Dr. Hillebrand also reviewed MRI from October 2020. Period. This demonstrates relief of the stenosis of the spinal canal. Period. There was no further canal stenosis and no recurrent disc herniation. Period. There was just some mild residual bilateral foraminal stenosis at L5. Period. There was no significant foraminal stenosis at that or other levels. Period. He recommended an MRI of the cervical and thoracic spine to search for other compressive pathology. Period. He also recommended treatment with pain management. Period. On 5-26-20, Dr. Hillebrand, in fact, performed L3-5 laminectomy and decompression. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was lumbar spinal stenosis with disc protrusion at L3-4, comma, lateral recess stenosis at L4-5, comma, and foraminal stenosis at L5. Period. In paragraph, he underwent a pain management evaluation on 8-13-21 with Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N. Period. He observed the petitioner smoked one pack of cigarettes per day and drank occasionally. Period. Dr. Kwon reviewed the treatment records to date and diagnosed chronic pain syndrome, comma, lumbar post-laminectomy syndrome, comma, and lumbar sprain of the ligaments. Period. They discussed treatment options, including facet injections and radiofrequency ablation. Period. Dr. Kwon did treat him regularly through 7-7-21 2023 when he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement, period. He was placed on permanent light duty of lifting up to 20 pounds occasionally and 10 pounds frequently, period. He did undergo a psychological evaluation on 5/18/22 in anticipation of spinal cord stimulator implantation, period. New paragraph on 7/12/22, Dr. Kwan performed insertion percutaneous spinal cord stimulator lead wires times 2 at L1-2, comma fluoroscopy for lead placement, comma, and intraoperative programming first hour. Pair the postoperative diagnosis with post-laminectomy syndrome and lumbar sacral radiculopathy. Period on 10/4/22. He performed insertion of permanent percutaneous spinal cord stimulator lead wires times two, insertion spinal cord stimulator implantable pulse generator (IPG) (), intraoperative programming for first hour (), and fluoroscopy for the guidance. Period. On 10/18/22, Dr. Kwan performed removal of spinal cord stimulator lead wires (II), removal of implanted pulse generator (), irrigation and debridement of surgical wounds (II), wound cultures (), and insertion of a Jackson-Pratt drain. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was wound dehiscence. Period. On 10/25/22, Dr. Kwan performed complex secondary closure of wound dehiscence (), irrigation and debridement of complex surgical wound (), with primary closure and insertion of a Jackson-Pratt drain. Period. On 12/20/22, he had an MRI that revealed laminectomies at L3-S1 with enhancing epidural fibrosis and no recurrent disc herniation. There are facet degenerative changes at the disc levels. Period. On 3/14/23, Dr. Kwan performed insertion of contact spinal cord stimulator wires, implantable pulse generator, with intraoperative programming first hour. Period. The post-procedure diagnosis was post-laminectomy syndrome of the lumbar sacral spine, lumbar sacral radiculopathy, as well as chronic pain syndrome of the lumbar spine. Period. He continued to see Dr. Kwan, as noted above, through 7/7/23. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Trinidad was seen orthopedically on 12/20/18 by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He complained of low back pain with radicular symptoms in the left leg. Period. He was delivering several pallets of flooring. Period. The pallet had broken, so he could not use his pallet jack. Period. He had to manually pull the heavy load to the back of the truck so that could be unloaded. Period. He went the following day to WorkNet with back discomfort. Period. He also had abdominal discomfort and radicular pain into his left leg. Period. He was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia and a lumbar sacral strain and sprain. Period. He was then referred to Dr. Fields, who was a general surgeon, and underwent umbilical hernia repair on 11/8/18. But he was still recovering from that. Period. He denied prior low back issues. Period. Dr. Lipschultz was concerned over the lumbar disc pathology with left lower extremity radiculopathy. Period. He was going to hold off therapy until cleared by Dr. Fields. Period. He was empirically started on Naprosyn, Flexeril, and Neurontin and placed out of work. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 1/24/19, showing disc degeneration with shallow, broad-based disc protrusion to the right at L5-S1, semicolon disc degeneration with broad disc protrusion more on the left at L4-5, semicolon disc bulging L3-4, semicolon disc degeneration and shallow disc protrusion to the left at L1-2, semicolon lower thoracic disc degeneration. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz through 6/10 19, but he remains symptomatic. Period. He had seen Dr. Kirshner for spine surgical consultation and was going to personally review the MRI before making a potential surgical recommendation. Period. By then, he had undergone two lumbar epidurals by Dr. Saxteen. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. At the visit with Dr. Lipschultz on 6/24/19, he noted the petitioner had been seen by Dr. Kepler, K-E-P-L-E-R, with an unstable spondylolisthesis at L4-5 in a pattern consistent with L5 compression. Per Dr. Kepler, believed he was a good candidate for posterior lumbar decompression with instrumented fusion at L4-5 that was scheduled for 7/10/19. Period. His care would be transferred to Dr. Kepler at that point. Period. And underline this. This demonstrates clearly that Mr. Trinidad, in fact, did have prior low back problems before the subject event of 7/8/19. Period. However, he currently and during treatment denied any such previous problems with his low back. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, there were no hernias or scars present. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline scar measuring 3.5 inches in length, as well as a oblique scar in the left upper buttocks with a subcutaneous firm stimulator device subcutaneously. Period active flexion was to 65 degrees and extension to 20 degrees with full bilateral rotation and side bending. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Both elicited radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. David Trinidad alleges to have injured his lower back at work on 7/8/19 while changing wire from a roll of a chain link fence. Period, seen on 7/10/19 at Virtual Health where x-rays were done. Period, he followed up with Dr. Young, who treated him conservatively. Period. He did have a surgical procedure on 5/26/21 by Dr. Hillebrand to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively and remained symptomatic. Period. He then had pain management treatment by Dr. Kwan. Period. He accepted implantation of a permanent spinal cord stimulator, which had to be removed and then reimplanted due to wound dehiscence. Period. Ultimately, he was cleared to work with permanent light duty restrictions. Period. Interestingly, there is documentation that Mr. Trinidad, in fact, had a prior low back problem. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 1/24/19 and was under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz for that. Period. He expressed on 6/24/19 that Mr. Trinidad's treatment would be taken over by the spine surgeon. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be a subcutaneous stimulator device in the left upper buttocks as well as healed midline scarring of the lumbar spine. Period. He had moderately decreased active range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers both elicited radicular complaints, which is clinically meaningful. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. I would apportion at least some of this to the pre-existing condition of his lower back. Period. And that is the end.